Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus Says, Whoever Welcomes You, Welcomes Me. Amen. Whoever welcomes Jesus will welcome you. And whoever doesn't welcome Jesus will probably not welcome you. While we're reading the New Testament today, and we want you to read the Bible with us in 1 year. We start in January, and we finish in December 31st. And we'd love for you to read the Bible. And don't worry if you miss some scriptures, pages, or just pick up for the day, whatever day it is, and continue reading until the end. And then next year, you might get back to that scripture that you missed. All right? Because there's nothing but time. We're waiting for Jesus, and until he comes, we're going to be reading the Word of God. All right. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus said to his disciples, those who welcome you are welcoming me. And those who reject you are rejecting me. And those who reject me are rejecting God who sent me. When the 70 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, even the demons obey us when we use your name. Yes, he told them, I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning, and I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy to walk among serpents and scorpions and to crush them, but nothing shall injure you. However, the important thing is not that demons obey you, but that your names are registered as the citizens of heaven. And then he was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit and said to the Father, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the intellectuals and the worldly wise, for revealing them to those who are trusting as little children. Yes, I thank you, Father, for that is the way you wanted it. I am an agent of my Father in everything, and no one really knows the Son except the Father, and no one really knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then, turning to the 12 disciples, he said quietly, how privileged you are to see what you have seen. Many prophets and kings of old have longed to see these days, to see and to hear what you have seen and heard. Amen. What is Jesus talking about? He sent his disciples to pray, go out, and he sent them two by two, and they were going into the communities and preaching the word and healing the people and delivering them from demonic oppression. And they were amazed that they had authority and the power to do the same thing that Jesus did. He taught them what he was doing, and he gave them power. And he said, when they were able to do the same ministry as him, he talked about his contact with Satan, because the day that he was on the mountain and Satan tested him, he lost the war. and Jesus won. But to complete it, he had to die on the cross so he could shed his blood for every single person who ever committed a sin. And that's everyone. Any human being, no matter who they are, committed sin or were born into sin. And so he had to pay the price in order to get us into heaven. So this is, they came back and they were shocked. They said, wow, I can have authority. I have authority over the enemy. I can rebuke the demons, and they have to, and they leave. And they were really amazed. And then that's when he was happy, and he said, he began to pray and talk to his father. And he revealed who he was to them. He came from the Father, and he was going back to the Father. But in the meantime, he had taught his disciples what to do, how to do it, how to rely on the Holy Ghost. And now they have their ministry, and he was going to send them off. All right, the devil tested Jesus and lost the battle. Jesus is king and will reign forever. That's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 8:6 says, but we know that there is only one God, the Father, who created all things, and he made us to be his own. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, who made everything and gives us life. How did he give us life? By dying on the cross. Friends, if you want to know this Jesus, you can accept him as your Savior. Just repeat after me. Father God, Lord, I know that you are the Lord. I know you are the Christ. You are the Savior. You are the Deliverer. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I accept your death and your resurrection, and I receive you in my heart and in my soul, Father God. Cleanse me from all my sin. Receive me as your son. And Lord, I will worship you and follow you all the days of my life. Lord, I forgive anyone who has hurt me, and I ask you to forgive me for any sins that I have committed. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for writing my name in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer with me, would you let me know that you accepted the Lord Jesus? And I'm encouraging you to read the Bible every day with me on Facebook. And definitely, if you have a question, you can always send me a text message in Messenger. Amen. Amen.